I'm going out in front of the curtain, Eddie, to speak to the studio audience. Will you turn on the public address system, please?
Okay, Rudy.
Welcome to the Dream Campaign Show Rehearsal. We invited you to come because we thought you might enjoy seeing how our show is put together. Laugh if you want to, if anything amuses you. Your laughter will be particularly welcome to our visiting fireman, William Bendix. You are more fortunate than our radio audience for being able to see our singer in tonight's show, lovely Joan Barton, the pin-up girl just back from her Aleutian trip. Watch the nimble fingers of Rosa Linda at the piano. I'd like to call your attention also to the amusing movements of Les Paul's mouth as he plays the electric guitar. When the curtains part, you will see our splendid orchestra with Frank Duvall, who wields the baton and makes our inspired arrangements. And I will promptly ruin your evening by reviving a tune which I introduced in 1929 after persuading the publisher to take it off the shelf where it had been gathering dust for 2 years. I'm sure some of you will remember Sposen. Open the curtains, Eddie. And Frank, S-P-O, S-I-N, S-P-O, S-I-N. That you would love me, for then I should hold you and caress you. Would it impress you or distress you? For then I should say for you I yearn. Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing, for I really Les Paul, are you and the trio all set up?
All set, Rudy.
What are you going to play tonight?
Back Home Again in Indiana.
What about Limehouse Blues?
No, I'd rather play Back Home Again in Indiana.
I'd rather you play Limehouse Blues.
Okay, Limehouse Blues.
Thanks.
But it's going to sound an awful lot like Back Home Again in Indiana.
You bet I am, Rudy. I dropped in to dish with you, even though I know you don't like gossip.
Well, give out and save me the trouble of waiting to call him in the morning.
Reconciliation is definite now between Catherine Grayson and Lieutenant Dan Shelton, and he just gave her a second gold wedding band. Katie is wearing it above her first ring.
Is it true that Jimmy Durante is really on the sick list?
Yes. In fact, he's going to a hospital to have a complete set of x-rays taken tomorrow. And say, Rudy, I don't want to make you jealous, but Freddie Astaire really got the Topson musical accompaniment just before he left the French battlefront. General Carl Spatz furnished a guitar solo for one of Astaire's dance routines at a dinner party with General Ike Eisenhower. Fred's dancing was the first entertainment in 2 years.
That is certainly...
In the past few months, Van Johnson and Gloria De Haven have zoomed to the very tops as box office attractions and in the fan mail department. Therefore, Little Gloria and Big Van are now the hottest people on the MGM lot. Any gal would give her right arm for a date with Van Johnson, but mostly I see him around places and parties stag.
Proceed, Edie.
I'll bet you don't know how Spencer Tracy hitchhiked across the Pacific Ocean and back.
Just what do you mean?
I mean this, that Spencer actually thumbed his way to Honolulu. He got to his taking off field ahead of the plane he was scheduled to travel in. He was so impatient that he grabbed a ride in a mail plane that was just taking off across the Pacific. When it came time to leave Hawaii, instead of waiting for the clipper that was supposed to bring him back, Spence talked himself into a ride on a returning troop plane, hitchhiking the Pacific Ocean. Some fun. Hey, Rudy, have you heard about Hitler's new diet?
Nothing tasty, I hope.
Nope, just fingernails 3 times a day. So long.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
I suppose one of the most exciting moments in any girl's life is when the man she's crazy about tells her he really loves her. Well, girls, it's not always easy to make a man feel that romantic about you. But I'm sure you have a much better chance if you have lovely, glamorous hair. The kind of hair that catches his eye and then sort of makes him catch his breath because of its shining beauty.
You're sure right about that, Rudy. And girls, that's why I say always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. You'll get a combination of beauty advantages found in no other shampoo. Why, Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the natural luster. Instead, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves your hair so lustrous and yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So girls, for glamorous, shining hair, the kind that helps make men fall in love, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Miss Barton?
Yes, Mr. Valley?
Joan, you probably wondered why I asked you last night to change your song and sing A Love Like Ours.
Well, I didn't mind, Rudy. I like the song.
It's a most unusual tune. Man Holliner, who produces this broadcast with me, wrote it with his wife, Alberta Nichols, before he went into the Army. Just after he was retired to inactive duty, MGM featured it in Two Girls and a Sailor. Man is home tonight ill, and let's surprise him, and I know he'll get a bang out of your singing it. Let's run it through, Frank.
A love like ours is something very precious. But don't abuse it, or you will be sorry. It ain't wise to jeopardize a love like ours. Love like ours should never be manhandled. Treat it gently as you would a flower. It ain't sound to kick around a love like ours. hold tight onto it. Don't let a foolish whim endanger sweet romance. Don't take a chance. You'll only rue it when you're out on a limb. A hungry soul that's crying for a crumb. Life is just a vacuum, or a love like ours. It's not a passing fancy. It ain't something to play fast and lose with. My tip, don't slide or slip. You will make a grave mistake. Why tempt fate and terminate a love like ours?
Rosa, do you realize that it's 8 years since you broadcast for me in New York? You were so tiny then that when you sat on the piano bench, your feet didn't touch the floor.
Do you think I've changed much?
Well, I wouldn't have asked you for a date then, but what are you going to play, Rosa?
I'm going to play A Lesson in Boogie.
Wonderful. That's the one that begins as a piano lesson, doesn't it? Well, the old lyrical mood has seized me, and together with Charlie Wick, my pal, and Don George, a boy who has written some very fine tunes, we've turned out a little thing we're launching for the first time tonight. We call it Will You Remember Me? You may forget about the spring, the song of birds upon the wing. But when our lips no longer cling, will you remember me? You may forget about the fall, the sigh of leaves that fade and fall. But when tonight's beyond recall,
remember me. The stars may close their eyes and leave the skies. Night winds forget to sing. The years may wander by, but darling, I will love just you forever. You may forget about the rain. Some other lips may start a flame, but on the road to lover's lane, will you remember? Forget about the rain. Some other lips may start a flame, but on the road to lover's lane, will you remember me?
Well, if it ain't the Frank Sinatra of 1927. Hiya, Rudy.
Hiya, Bendix. But really, Bill, you shouldn't compare me to Frank Sinatra.
No.
After all, I don't feel that I ever caused the excitement that Frank is creating.
Well, how can you say that, Rudy? Why, you were much bigger. Didn't you read where somebody threw an egg at Frankie?
Yes, I believe I did.
Well, did anybody throw an egg at you?
No.
No, I should say not. At you, they threw a grapefruit. But even though many years have passed, there's very little difference between you. Frankie's fans wear Bobby socks. For you, they wore buskins.
Oh, come now, Bill. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, no. Do you remember how you used to autograph your megaphones for the girls?
Yes, I do.
Well, those girls are now using their megaphones for ear trumpets.
Ah, yes. Yes, I suppose time does fly.
Yeah, Since those days, a lot of water has flown under your bridge.
You know, Bill, I've always meant to ask you if you were a member of the family that invented the Bendix washing machine.
Well, now, it's very funny that you should ask that, Rudy. As a matter of fact, my grandfather did invent a washing machine. Wasn't a Bendix, but what a machine that was. All day it washed me grandfather's laundry, and all night it washed the dishes.
Really? What was it called?
My grandmother. Yeah. Yeah, and my old man, he used to fool around with inventions, too, you know. Once he ran a pipe from the saloon downstairs, up through the house, into the tub, and when you turn on the faucet, out came beer.
What was the result?
He was the first guy in the neighborhood to take a bath with a head on it.
He certainly was a lucky lager.
Yeah, we Bendixes were a proud family.
How many were there in your family, Bill?
Well, now, let's see. Including me, there was
18 children. That's quite a family.
Family? That was an assembly line. You know, when the 15th kid was born, my father took one look at the stork, and you know what he said?
What?
Listen, bud, why don't you straighten up and fly right?
Ah, but your family must be very proud of you now, Bill. All week now, you're busy in pictures, and every Sunday, you've got your own radio show, The Life of Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a big man in Hollywood now.
Well, maybe so, but I got a confession to make, Rudy. You know, with it all, I ain't happy.
Not happy? Why not?
Well, it's just that while me bronze body is reposing under a palm tree in California, me heart is aching under a tree that grows in Brooklyn.
Still faithful to old Brooklyn, eh?
Yeah. Especially this time of the year, Rudy. I can just picture it. The wind is whistling, the leaves are turning. And on Flatbush Avenue, the sailors are whistling and the girls are turning.
Yes, there's a lot of nostalgia in Brooklyn.
Rudy, there are people of every race in Brooklyn. That's why I love that place. It's a regular melting pot. I'll never forget me boyhood days. In the summer, getting up early in the morning, taking off my socks and running barefoot through the pool room. And then during the day, we'd swipe tomatoes. And at night, we'd go out with tomatoes. Yeah. Yeah, them certainly was the days.
Yes, I guess it was a lot of fun being a kid in Brooklyn.
Why, it seemed like only yesterday that I was playing in the street, and my mother yelled out of the window.
William? William! What are you doing out there?
Oh, gee, Mom, I'm only playing hopscotch.
Well, when are you coming in?
Soon as we run out of scotch.
William, you come right in here.
Oh, all right.
Well, what happened at school today?
Oh, gee, what fun, Mom. You know that Freddy Kress who sits next to me?
Yes.
Well, he snitched on me, so I pushed his nose in the inkwell. And you ought to see what happens now.
What?
Every time he sneezes, he spells out Gesundheit.
I just hope he didn't get into any more trouble with your teacher.
Yeah, Mom, she's still picking on me.
Oh.
Today she made me stay in after school because I was playing tiddlywinks.
She made you stay in just for playing tiddlywinks?
Yeah, she caught me playing with loaded tiddlies.
This minute and wash behind your ears.
What, and take all the flavor out of me, gum? Besides, what's the idea of me washing anyway?
Well, your cousin is coming to town to stay with us. He should be here any minute, and you know what a clean boy Rudolph Valley is.
Who wants to see him anyway?
Oh, now, Rudolph is a very nice boy.
Yeah, but he's got wavy hair.
And what's wrong with that?
I'm tired of sitting around every night while he's putting it up in curlers.
That must be him now. Come in.
Hello, Auntie.
Hello, Rudolph. My, how nice you look.
Thank you, Auntie. Hello, Cousin William.
William, answer your cousin.
Hiya, Stinky. What you been doing?
I just got out of Yale.
How long were you in for?
William, don't be facetious.
No, well, now that we're here, how's about going out with a couple of girls tonight, eh?
I prefer not to.
I should have known better than to ask you. You're nothing but a mama's boy.
I am not. Next week is my 21st birthday. And do you know what my father's going to let me do?
What?
He's going to let me look at the ladies' side of the laundry list.
Boy, you want to see my girl. She's the pin girl of the neighborhood.
You mean pin-up girl.
No, I mean pin girl. She works in a bowling alley there. What are we going to do?
As for me, I've been studying astronomy, and I'd be just as satisfied to sit by the window with a telescope tonight.
No, it's no use. They all pull their shades down. Come on, let's get out of the house. We'll find something to do. Come on.
Oh, very well.
Come on, let's stand in front of the drugstore and whistle at the girls, huh?
Oh, I never stand in front of the drugstore and whistle at girls.
You don't?
No. Well, I prefer to stand in front of the bookstore and whistle at girls.
Boy, look at that dame. What a babe.
Do you know her?
No, but just watch me make her acquaintance. Hello, you beautiful dish. Slip us a kiss.
Oh, yeah? Take that.
Well?
I forgot to tip me hat, I think.
Step aside, William, and permit a gentleman of learning and culture to handle this in a modern language.
Oh, honey,
kiss me.
Hey, what did you tell her?
I told her where she could get a pack of cigarettes. However, I'm of the opinion that Brooklyn is a rather dull place, William.
Dull? Look, if I promise not to tell my mom, I'll take you someplace where you get something you never had before.
Really?
Yeah, I wish it were here for me.
Heavens to Betsy. Root beer with Coca-Cola chasers.
You see that? You can get things in Brooklyn you can't get any place else in the world. That's why I always say, I'm gonna hang my hat.
on a tree that grows in Brooklyn.
In a Brooklyn.
I'm gonna dip my feet in Gowanus's canal. How I long for old green shirts
and a certain one-armed gent. So that a fella ain't ashamed to take his gal.
Please watch your top coat. I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree that grows in Flatbush. I wanna be there when that Canarsie sun goes down.
Where every doctor gets new clients.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Each time the Dodgers play the Giants.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boom.
I'm gonna hang my hat in Brooklyn.
I wear something's always Brooklyn.
I'm gonna hang my hat on a tree in Brooklyn town. I'm gonna carve my name on a tree that grows in the Brooklyn. I wanna be there when that old Bay Ridge sun goes down, down, down.
Where parents name their children Roscoe.
Why?
Because it rhymes with Kosciuszko. I'm gonna hang my hat in Brooklyn.
Well, the gals are all good-looking.
I'm going to hang my hat on a tree in Brooklyn
Town. You've heard it said that two people in love make a world, haven't you? Lots of truth in that saying, girls. And if you're hitting the trail alone, remember this. Every man has a special weakness for glamorous, shining hair. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you try Dreen with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap, cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dreen with hair conditioner. Well, listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap because it never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do, to hide the shining loveliness. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dreen completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So for this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair. Insist on Dreen with hair conditioner, the only shampoo that can make your hair look so lovely.
I think that's about all for now, everybody.
Rudy, how's about you and me stepping out for a bite to eat, huh?
Fine, fine. Let's go to that restaurant across the street. They serve a wonderful dinner. Appetizer, soup, a big steak, all the butter you want, coffee, dessert, and all for 65 cents.
No, I ate there once, but never again.
Why not?
No finger bowls.
You may forget about the spring, the song of birds upon the wing. But when our lips no longer cling, will you remember me? You may forget about the fall, the sigh of leaves that fade and fall. But when tonight's beyond recall, remember.
Rudy Valley presents another Dreen show for Dreen Shampoo next Saturday at the same time from Hollywood. Good night.